TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
It's Noah, everybody.
Tell me when you hear me.
I hear you.
It seems more instant now.
All right.
And I'm not cutting out?
Nope.
Not yet.
Maybe that's all needed.
Sound like you're in the room next to us.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I want to put my penis up against the wall. It's a great thing.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that sounded bad. Like, you sound like in the room next to us. What?
Andy's putting his penis against the wall.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd start cutting out again. You're like, oh, dear. All right. Let's get this thing done before my internet decides to fuck this shit. I don't want TanCast to be on there anymore.
All right. Here we go.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we explain some inside jokes, I cause a fire in my oven, Noah's bike breaks, Andy contemplates murder, and we talk about the show Daredevil. And when you hear this sound...
I want to ride my bicycle! I want to ride my bike!
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Andy?
Yeah, I said cock.
All right. I didn't hear it.
Maybe I said my cock so loud it blocked out Andy's cock. It was a eclipse of cock.
Yep.
Your cock is so huge, it is going to overwhelm all other cocks.
It must have been cold there in my cock's shadow. To never have sunlight on your cock.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
We're in a race this week. It's us against Comcast.
Did you
catch suck harder,
my
faster?
Cameo of my cock and beaches? I don't know if you did.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast, who is not delayed.
And look, we're all still friends after last week.
Yay!
I think something pretty serious would have to happen at this point for us to not be friends.
I know, but if you listen to the show, it sounds like things took a solid left turn at the end.
It did.
I had to come on and go like, hey, everybody, we can't hear Noah. That's why he's upset.
Sometimes.
And now watch it get awkward for the rest of the episode.
Not often, but every once in a while I get a little cranky. I'm like, this has been going on way too long. And I felt like I kept like talking to you guys, and I felt like you guys did not hear me. Like I asked you multiple times about something in a movie, and you guys just kept going. I'm like, fuck.
Yep, that's where I came in. I was like, okay, that's the second time Noah's asked what happened in Iron Man 2, and we can't hear him. It's not that we're ignoring him, we can't hear him.
So, yeah, I was unaware you couldn't hear me. I just thought you guys were just like, yammer, yammer, yammer. Wait. Is that someone else's voice? No, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, on our side, it just seemed like you had checked out. Like, Noah's like, I'm done, I'm going to go off and do something fucking else.
Yeah. Right. Go jerk off in the corner over here.
Whoa.
What?
And also, a friend of mine from work started listening to the podcast on last episode. She goes, it was kind of hard to get into it first because like I don't know you guys, and you just started talking as though I should already know who everybody is. I was like, oh, interesting. I never really thought about it.
Oh, well, maybe we shouldn't.
She was like, I know it's you because I know you, and then the A in Tan is Andy, and then there's a third guy whose name starts with N. I was like, I say it at the beginning, and we all introduce ourselves. She's like, didn't come across. I was like, what else can we do?
We introduce ourselves. Tim, Andy, Noah, TanCast.
And then I say in the little introduction, like my two old roommates, Andy and Noah.
Well, you think about any other podcasts where it's just two people talking. They don't usually just go back and like reintroduce themselves every episode.
That's true.
Yeah, and everybody, that was Noah saying that.
But maybe...
That was Andy.
Maybe our theme song should be... No, I mean, I guess you do that little introduction. I don't know, maybe...
Wait,
maybe,
theme song?
Theme,
should we write a theme song?
That, like, tells
there are three weird guys, and they used to live together. The house was tan, and they have no creativity, so they named this the TanCast Podcast. It's Tim, Andy, and Noah. TanCast.com.
Like that.
Done. I made it. Put some music behind it. Fucking ship it. Done.
Ship it. No, you know how to use GarageBand. Get in there.
Yeah.
I don't think my Mac even has GarageBand anymore. I think they like dropped that a while ago. I mean,
what?
I think it still exists, but I don't know. I have to re-download it. I think what Annie did just was perfect.
I don't know where that music came from.
I don't know where it's going.
But I like it.
All right. Sorry, DJ Technoid. You've been replaced.
Look at that, guys. We're friends. We don't hold grudges anymore.
No. Oh, the amount of shit we've been together, been through together in the last hot damn 20 years.
And we don't even care if one of us steals the Godfather trilogy from the other. We'll just let that shit go.
We don't even care if you let your car sit in the driveway for years and years and years and you couldn't even use the driveway and you really wanted to use the driveway and every day you're like, fuck that guy when you come home. You're still good.
Every time I come to California, I think, oh, I should go grab the Godfather trilogy and pack it. And then I'm always in such a goddamn rush to pack, I can remember and do it. And then I get to California, I'm like, oh, I don't have it. Mm.
You could buy it off Amazon and just ship it to... Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
I should just give Tim a new... I'm going on Amazon right now and buying Tim a new copy of the Godfather trilogy.
We don't even care if you're trying to watch television late at night and the other one keeps sleeping on the floor all the time. Well, you have a perfectly good bed. The biggest bed in the house. Well, second biggest bed in the house. But a great fluffy bed in his bedroom where sleep should happen. Not this guy. See, this would be one of those things where if you didn't know us, you're like, what are they fucking talking about? Who did what?
Apparently somebody slept on the floor. Clearly Andy is the one with the Godfather trilogy.
Yeah, because he copped to it.
Tim is the one that left his car in the driveway, and I'm the one that used to sleep on the floor.
And Noah's the one who's like a dog who likes to sleep on the floor. He goes around in a circle a couple times and then lays down.
I'm like, I got to find the perfect spot. There it is.
And I got to face north.
In fairness to Noah, I often fell asleep on that tiny-ass couch, too.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't think as much as Noah fell asleep on the floor, but Noah and I would often fall asleep in front of the TV.
Hmm. I think, I think I just like the noise for some reason.
I like out here.
I like being not lonely.
It's all alone in my room.
My bed is cold.
That's
Noah's
where the spiders
warm.
Come to get me.
Whoa.
Friend.
Why do you always reject me? Oh.
So yeah, that's us. We've been friends for a long time.
Fuck. So Tim points out that his coworker had no idea what the hell we're talking about, and now we're doing references to old in jokes.
That's how we do it.
That's how we do.
That's how we do.
Hey, so we got a problem with the show? Let's make it worse.
Keeping our podcast niche since 1923.
So I was telling these guys, I'm like, we're not going to be the best podcast. We're just going to be the longest running one, and that's how we would gain fame.
I believe my response to that is it's going to be us and the motherfucking cockroaches watching the sun die.
we'll be 70 still doing it. Ooh, my prostate's gotten really big, guys.
Did you hear Chris Hardwick died last week? We win!
Yeah, because Kevin Smith's got like 5 years tops before he croaks.
Oh. Or people
actually,
stop. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is he still generally well-liked?
Kevin Smith?
I mean, he still has a big fan base. Did you hear they're making a Mallrats too?
Yes, I did hear that.
I did not hear
he's
that.
He's just milking. I mean, I'll probably watch it, but.
Well, according to him, it was when the guy who made Mallrats, the guy who helped get Mallrats made, died. He died like last year. And apparently he had always said that they're going to get Mallrats 2 done at some point. Like, he was always excited. He would still talk about it, I guess, to his friends. And he's like, well, to honor that guy, we're going to make Mallrats 2. That's what he said.
Interesting.
That story made me sad.
And so far, Affleck has not confirmed that he will be back.
Oh, okay. Is it a rumor that he will be back?
Kevin Smith keeps going around to the various people and getting, you know, and tweeting pictures of them saying that they're confirmed to be back in it.
Got it.
So Jason Lee is confirmed. The TS, whatever his name was, Jason London, Jeremy London.
Which one of the
Londons.
Yeah.
Claire Danes has also not said anything. I think his
Claire Danes.
She'd be in it.
Shit.
Yeah. Ethan Sublee is going to be in it.
What is Claire Danes up to? We're not Claire Danes.
You're right. Claire Forlani.
Yes.
Yes.
Claire Danes. What is she? What is either
Homeland.
One of them? Oh, wait, Claire Danes is in that Homeland show.
Claire Danes is doing all right. Okay. That show keeps on going.
She's also on Orange is the New Black, isn't she? No. That's the other girl I'm thinking of. Never mind.
Donna?
The girl from That 70s Show.
Donna.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sure. I never watched it.
Actress has got a name, but she's Donna.
Donna Noble? Donna Doctor?
Dr. Donna.
I was wondering what Claire Forlani was up to, because I used to love her so hard.
Oh, yes.
She was on CSI New York for a while, and then she was like, no, my character's out of here.
And she had those little squinty eyes. Mm.
The cheekbones.
Still looks beautiful. I got to take a moment, you guys. I'll be back later.
All right, we'll be waiting here.
Oh, hello, Claire. Anyways.
Don't watch a YouTube video of her. We're all lost.
All is lost.
But I wanted to see her beautiful face.
You got to store that up, Noah.
Wasn't sure where that sentence was going to end, but I want to see her beautiful face. All right. Okay. Wait,
all right. Good job, Noah.
How the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
How the fuck was my week? Shit, I don't know.
Shit, I had a great story over the week that I was going to tell about three bad brothers that you know so well.
Let's start way back in history.
With guys whose names I don't remember.
And Mike D.
MB Mike D. Then had a little horse named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey in the court of beer. Ryan Costellan.
I remember one story.
Okay.
I texted you. I tweeted you guys a picture. Not tweeted. I sent you guys a picture of this. So if you have a plastic cake carrier.
We know the punchline.
What you don't want to do is leave that in the oven.
Ever.
Because. Well, the problem. All right, I'll explain myself later. But the audience needs to know what I mean. The audience may have figured out what happened, but if you leave that shit in the oven, then your wife may not know you did that. Go to preheat the oven and melt that motherfucker down to the point where it catches fire, and three fire engines have to come to your house.
Oh, was she upset?
She was not happy.
Was she understanding?
I feel like she took it more like I should have checked the oven. Like she was thinking she should have checked the oven more than why did you leave that in there?
Oh, I feel like Stephanie would have been the opposite. Like, why the fuck did you leave that in there? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's why you're not married anymore.
Yeah,
fuck that hoe.
My mom once did. I don't even know why the hell it was, but when I was growing up in San Diego, tiny, tiny, tiny kitchen, like a closet-sized kitchen. And I think we just, like, didn't have – well, we didn't have, like, a pantry. And I think we just didn't have, like, a lot of cupboard space. But there was a box full of microwave popcorn in the oven, like, just to stick it somewhere, I guess. And my mom preheated the oven. And first, like, she heard, like, a little noise that sounded kind of like popcorn popping. But like from like weird, like at a weird distance, and then smoke just came bellowing out the front of the oven.
Oh dear!
Because the whole box caught fire at once, and all the starch inside the popcorn kernels, like they would explode and then immediately catch fire. Starch burns.
That sounds like a fun experiment.
Yeah.
So is your oven okay, Tim?
Well, how do you define okay?
Can you bake in it?
Without further visits from the fire department, there's
possibly,
an important...
but it's going to be smelly for a while. We have to clean. There's like little bit. There's because there was like I showed you just the part on the rack, but there was this big pool of plastic that was all the way at the bottom, which we got out, but it has still like little remnants that my wife chipped a lot of it out, and then I got some oven cleaner to try and get the rest of it out, and we're gonna order new racks because fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that rack. I was like, "That no, that's never going to get clean."
So here's my friendly tip for you. Never leave anything that could be destroyed by fire in the oven.
All right. Now, here's my weak excuse for why I did it, and we've been doing stuff like this recently. We have ants, like a motherfucker in our house. Like, they keep coming. So, like, every time we think we've got a, they find some piece of food. Like, you didn't know we were going to find this food, did you? Like, the other day, my mom went to give my my oldest some raisins, and she opened the raisin thing. There's just ants just all in the raisin. She's like, bah! And then she dropped the raisin on the floor, and ants. I was like, Mom, don't drop it.
It's an ant bomb if you drop it.
Exactly.
Drop it in the toilet.
So we made a cake, and I'm like, well, I'm not leaving a cake out because it's just pure sugar. The ants are going to come marching right towards it, but the oven is sort of sealed up. They won't get in there. So I put it in there, and then we got rid of half the cake because, A, it wasn't that good. B, Junior doesn't need any more fucking sugar. He's got plenty of it, and he's had plenty for some time. So, and I was like, but it's the middle of the night. I'm not going to wash it right now, so I'm going to put it in the oven, and I will wash it later. Unfortunately, out of sight, out of mind meant that was 3 days later and it was still in the oven.
I like to imagine, Tim, that the ant still found it in the oven and then died in the conflagration.
Oh, that would be awesome. Just in melted plastic searing their little ant flesh.
This is how! This is how!
Oh, man.
But then I swear something happened on Wednesday that was interesting. I got nothing. You guys talk about your weeks.
I kind of wanted to punch a guy who works in the same building as me this week.
Now, this sounds like a story.
It's not much of one, but I was walking out, and I watched the guy drop somebody off, like right in front of the building, and then floor it, middle of the parking lot, right in front of the building at lunchtime when there's like people walking around. And he doesn't just like floor it to get out of the parking lot. He floors it, whips around a corner in the parking lot, and goes flying up one of the aisles in the parking lot, and then goes flying across the back of the parking lot, and then flying back down one of the other ones. I guess he was in a super big hurry to find a parking spot and also is a fucking asshole. So as I was driving out, he was walking in the, like our positions were reversed. And now he was walking into the front door, and I was in my car, and my foot got real itchy. I was like, oh, just hit him. Just hit him. No, don't hit him. Just floor it. And then I remember my brakes had been squealing, and if I floored it, I was definitely going to hit him. I'm like, that's going to be the moment where I test the brakes and find out that they're, like, you know, 3 feet not as good as I thought they were.
No.
So instead, I just stewed impotently, as I do.
I know all about that.
Yeah. What we all do.
Who came up with that?
What's that?
Stewing impotently. Didn't
I think it may have been Moses.
I feel like he came from somewhere, and I don't remember where. Oh. It is amazing to me how often people just speed in a parking lot. It's like, it's a fucking parking lot, people. Like, there are cars that you cannot see people coming from behind, and you're just like, oh, I'm going to take that chance.
Yep. And that's exactly what this dude did. Wheels literally squealing when he cornered. That's how fast this fucker was going.
Sure, but it wasn't paved in the parking lot stuff where it picked your tires squeal no matter what.
No. It regular road asphalt is the parking lot area, like right there. Yeah. Okay, so in his defense, it had also, I mean, it's raining again today. I think it's been raining for like a week and a half now. Yeah, apparently God took April showers really literally, and it's not going to let it dry out.
Not over here, he didn't.
Well, I'll open a bag up outside, catch some, and then ship it to you.
That'd be super.
I figured you would like that. It was really awesome because when it started, like, my allergies have been going fucking nuts because the trees have just been jizzing in everyone's faces for like the week prior to that. We were hitting new records. Like, we hit records last year for the amount of pollen. We hit new records a couple of days this year. The rain came and like started to knock the pollen down. My fucking car wasn't green every time I went out to it. That was nice. Now my allergies are going nuts because the mold spores have kicked in. It's been so damp outside.
How damp has it been?
I just explained it.
Oh.
Oh, well. Oh. That was good then.
Week and a half's worth of constant rain, mold spores, allergies.
Oh, okay.
It's quite damp. It's as damp as your mama's booty. How about that?
There it is.
There we are.
Wait, what?
Her vagina.
Her front butt.
What's happening?
Her valley.
Payback.
Her gash, her axe wound, if you will.
Come on.
Her schniz. And I did.
That's enough.
Her buttery fuck slit.
Oh.
Buttery.
Do I win?
Buttery.
Yeah, why is
buttery?
It buttery?
What kind of butter?
No, the kind that I can't believe it's not.
Now that is an inside joke for you.
Oh shit, that's so inside I didn't even get it.
Well, back when we were at the theater, I can't even remember what the actual conversation was about, but we were talking with a bunch of us back when me and Noah worked at a movie theater, for those of you who just, for Nicole, who's probably still not listening. we were just hanging out after work, and we were talking about, like, who was talking about, like, bringing their own butter in? Was that what it was? Like, they're going to bring their own butter and put it on the popcorn?
Or was it I got butter on Deluxe jacket?
No, that was creamer.
Oh,
that was,
right, that was right, separate right. Thing. Okay.
That was beautiful.
I don't remember how it came up. Like, but the thrust of the story was not specifically what kind of butter it was.
Yeah, like what kind of butter? Like, I can't. I wish I could do the setup of the story properly, but it was like, hey, I'm gonna do this, blah blah blah, and with some butter. What kind of butter? And we were all like, why the fuck does that matter?
That was Juan.
And every time we won something, we would always tell him, Juan, we won one, Juan, Juan, we won one.
He was the most hardest to understand. Dude.
He was.
Oh, man.
There is nothing like a job you don't give a fuck about to come up with some great stories from your 20s.
So, Tim.
That's funny and true.
I assume I know the answer, but if you had to do it all over again, would you work there? Like,
wait.
Going back in time?
Okay, I'm like, wait.
Not now.
Are you talking about Tim with two kids pushing 40 going back to a movie theater job? No.
No.
Sure.
Like, even, like, let's say, like, there was a better job, paid more.
Oh, well, then, yeah, I would take that.
Really?
Wait.
Even knowing how things turned out.
Oh, well, you mean, like, I would never have met you and all that stuff?
Yeah, and just had all these good stories. Yeah.
I don't know, but I like money.
Yeah. You're like, sorry, Noah. This extra $1 an hour beats you being my friend.
Not only does Tim like money, Tim also liked money. This is not a new occurrence.
I need some extra cheese in my Whopper.
Tim has not become
so here's
more
another
avaricious.
What?
What?
I don't know.
What's this big word?
What's another question before you think we can't hear you?
Oh. So I was talking about this with my friend. If you could go back in time, any point in your life, to like a decision, any decision, and see how it would have played out if you made a different decision, but you couldn't change it. So it could have been like, oh, my life is better because of the decision, or my life is worse. Would you do it?
Oh, so you could find out, but then you'd still go back to your life the way it is now?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
My friend said yes too, and I was of the mind like, no, because like, it's kind of like that gambling thing, right? Like, either you could win or you could lose, and I feel like if I knew that I could have made a better decision, that would suck.
Yeah. I mean, look, either I have my life now and I never know, or I have my life now and I know what I could have done. And maybe that will help me make better decisions in the future.
That's a good way to look at it. Andy there?
Yeah, I see both of your points. Sorry, just it's kind of a deep philosophical question. I'm like, would I be happier knowing if the answer is, yeah, you're done fucked. You could have had all this.
Or could it be like, you made a great decision and like, you know.
Like, you almost fucked shit up royally.
Exactly.
I would like to know, like, should I have gotten extra bacon, or was I right to save the 20 cents?
Well, you think about like all these insignificant decisions, right? How it affects your life. Tim's lost it.
Sorry, I pictured going back, and I did get the extra bacon, and now my life is in financial ruins because of the extra 20 cents.
Like, it just somehow like, that overdrew your account.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, $35 fee after $35 fee makes me know Tim's sucking dick for
deposit. That's exactly what I was going to say. Anyway, sorry. What were you saying before
I had
a giggle fit? All these insignificant decisions that you make.
Oh, yeah. You never know which one's going to, like, you know, change your life. That's all I was going to say.
Like, maybe I'll take that out and wash it now. Nah, I'll wait.
And now you gotta buy some new racks.
And a new cake topper, or a new cake holder.
Racks on racks on racks.
Although, I feel like it would have been awesome to watch it happen. Obviously, you wouldn't. Once it started happening, you would do something about it. But, like, the way it was just all melty and and just pooled in the bottom and, like, all the little stalactites of hard now plastic on the rack, I'm like, that must have been cool.
I can imagine, like, Tim and Dell actually seeing it, and she goes, jumps to, like, take it out, and, like, Tim's like, no. Let it play out.
Let's see where it's going with this.
Let it melt. Let it melt. Yeah, you know, one thing I can say with, I mean, unless I was feeling particularly self-destructive, I don't think I'd ever go back and check on how things might have turned out with another woman in my life. You know, like just somebody I didn't have the balls to approach at a bar, or somebody that I dated and broke up with, or somebody where, you know, like, we were friends, but, like, you know, could have gone a different way. I don't think I'd ever check anything that would be, you know, as, like, as fundamental as the makeup of my family.
Well, so for me and my friend, that's how it came up. We were talking about, we were walking past some place. He's like, oh, yeah, I was dating this other girl at the same time I was dating Kathy, which is now his wife, Max. He's been on the show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but what if your life ended up better? I'm like, what if you could go back and see how it would end up if you were with her, but you couldn't change it? Would you want to know? I mean, he's got a great life now. And it's hard to imagine that his life would have been, like, that much better with his other girl, but that's how it came up. He's like, yeah, I think I would.
Just to be like, oh, my life would have been great with her? I think it's me. I'm the common denominator in both these worlds where the life turns out great. So basically, all the girls should be happy that I entered their lives.
My life is going to be great.
In fact, I'm going to go find that girl now and be like, oh, you done fucked up.
You done fucked up now.
She's like, I'm going to dry my tears with all of the hundreds that my husband makes and while he lets me just lay around the house. Life of ease. Nothing to worry about. She's all taken care of. Dude's got a big dick, too. And he's super nice. I'm saying she did better without you.
We'll see.
Time and a really weird genie will tell.
This genie's got rules.
He does. Listen. I'm not fucking around with paradoxes. You can look, but you cannot touch.
I would be interested, like, if, like, to go back and see, like, if I'd never dated Stephanie, where my life would end up.
That would be interesting. I mean, because that one failed. That's not like, oh, well, you know, I've got a happy wife and a kid and all the rest, but.
But I also feel like I came out better than when I went into it. And I don't know if that would have happened just on its own. But, like, she definitely motivated me to, like, get a better job, to be better with my finances, like, all these things, to be more responsible that I was not doing before I met her.
Yeah, this is true.
But how much of that was just age anyway?
Well, I know she was the catalyst for these things, right? Now, It could happen with anybody I met, like, you know. But what if I met someone who's just, like, you know, as unmotivated and responsible as I was? Like, she wanted a house and all these things. I'm like, well, I can't afford a house on this salary, so I need to find better jobs that make more money.
Or what if you found somebody who was also motivated and responsible, but who wasn't a joyless husk of a human?
Yeah. That is also possible as well.
That's the dream, Tim. That's the dream.
I was not on my A game back then, so I don't know if anyone who was, like, responsible, like, you know, I met her when she was pretty young, so I think she's just like, well, I'm young, I make bad choices. You're one of them.
I think that was your vows, right? Yeah.
So many things I want to say right now. Not going to say a single one of them.
Yeah, I regret saying the joyless husk thing.
Yeah, don't. Never regret the truth, Tim.
It's not like she listens.
That was it. I was just like, something else to think about, like a little thought experiment.
I take it back. I might, not that she listens either. I might check and see how my life would have gone if I had, like, just tried to tough things out with Jen. Like, just to see.
Whoa! Dropping last names?
Oh, shit. You're right. I did. Yeah. Sometimes I forget myself.
Don't forget yourself before you jet yourself.
Yeah.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I was trying to make another rhyme with forget yourself, and we see how that panned out. Not well.
No, I thought I was supposed to chickity check myself.
So, Tim, if I customize one of these shirts.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
Can I customize your design off of it?
Let's see. Let me click. Customize. And then you just go down to, where's the design? There it is, Spider Amigo. X. Are you sure you would like to remove this design object? Okay. There you go. Plain black shirt.
Not that I would do it. I thought that was a funny thing to
ask. Not that I would care. Yeah, we still get the royalty from it, jackass.
Oh, really?
$28 plain black shirt.
It looks like you could... Go ahead.
Speaking of Zazzle, I ordered some... sorry, we're talking about our... back earlier in the show, they were talking about the spider that goes, I'm the star! And I linked them to the shirt, which I probably put in show notes when it happened. And so that's what Noah was talking about. Could he take the design out? And that's in Tancast's Zazzle store. And I ordered some invitations for Zazzle because my son's having his fourth birthday party coming up. And for some reason, apparently the entire time I've been ordering stuff through Zazzle, it has my zip code from when I lived in Campbell, but my address from here in Redwood City. And so every other time it hasn't been a problem, but this time it just shipped to the post office in Campbell, and they've been shipping it back and forth between the San Jose and the Campbell post office. Apparently not reading the rest of the address, being like, it says Campbell, look for it. It's not here. Take it to San Jose. Well, it's definitely not in San Jose. Take it back in Campbell. That's it.
Weird story. People wonder why the post office is going bankrupt.
It's not. It's just because Congress keeps fucking with it. The post office is making money, and then Congress keeps on fucking with it because the Republicans are devoted to proving that government can't work.
Although
we'll prove it by fucking it up.
This is
anecdotal. I called and I was like, hey, can I just come down there and get it? And they said, sure. And so came down, got it. Now I have them.
There you go.
And it's not like it's not like the zip code isn't wrong on there. And I don't think it's the post office's fault. I think it's something I entered in on Zazzle. So,
you know what? I want to blame the post office. Let me have it.
All right, go ahead.
They used to fold my artwork, making me angry.
Fair enough.
Give me this. No. It's one of those things where you hear something and then something happens to you that proves the point. You're like, see, it was right along, even though it may not be right.
Fair enough.
I'm sure the post office is wonderful. Yeah. I just try not to use them. Although I will say I had to ship some stuff like a few months ago. Fucking, it is expensive to ship via UPS. I'm like, fuck this.
Uh-huh.
You should use that flat rate box at the USPS. That's what I call the post office. USPS.
Uh-huh. I call it USPS.
Like a box, you just it is whatever it is, and you can shove whatever you want in there as long as it fits. It'll ship that much.
If it fits, it ships.
Yep.
That's why you just put the puppy in a blender and in a Ziploc bag, and boom, you ship him out.
Just chop it up into little
pieces.
Here's
your new puppy.
Just include reassembly instructions on the other side. I think chunk A goes to bit B.
Oh, like these are in Swedish.
Oh.
They didn't include the Allen wrench.
Puppy Legos.
Oing de boing de boing.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that one is a leg, so... dark.
Popcorn popping your face in 3D.
Oh, you know, we were going to talk about... Last week we talked a little bit about Daredevil, but now all three of us have watched it, yes?
Yes, we have. Before we get into Daredevil, Tancast movie review?
Tancast movie review! Oh, Bean Dogs, where are you?
Oh... Dead. We outlasted them.
I asked Dave a while ago, like, if they were going to do another show, and he's like, he just said, like, Bottle Rocket, Aliens, something. There, that's pretty much every show we ever did. Because they always mentioned Bottle Rocket, someone always mentioned, and Jaws.
I want to talk about my week real quick.
Fair enough. Okay, you go first.
Two things.
One.
I hurt my Achilles running, which I know Tim will say, see, that's why I sit on the couch, you don't run.
Oh, no. First, I'm going to say,
Second.
Then I'm gonna say, yeah, sit on the couch.
I was just running, and it kind of was sore. But I was like, oh, you know, this happens sometimes. I kept running on it. I'm like, this feels like it's getting worse. And then I stopped, and then I'm like, oh, look, this is gonna last for multiple days. Like I did Thursday, it's still sore. It is getting better though. But I'm like, oh, this sucks. So yeah, if you're ever running and your Achilles start to get sore, stop running. Just right then. No reason to keep going. Don't push it.
I've got a follow-up to that piece of advice. If you're ever running, stop.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. It'll be there when you get there.
Wait. If you're ever running, check behind you. If the bear is still hot on your heels, keep running. Otherwise...
Fuck it. Sometimes you got to die.
That's true.
It's better than hurting your Achilles.
Bear's got to eat.
You know, I'm going to say hurting Achilles is better than being eaten by a bear. I'm just putting it out there.
All right,
it could be
well,
controversial. It could be.
Agree to disagree.
I'm going to side with no on this because I don't believe the bear is going to wait to make sure you're dead. I don't want my last moments of conscious thought being realizing, oh, that part that used to be in me is now being crunched on.
Again, agree to disagree.
Okay, fair enough.
The other thing is I was riding my bike yesterday coming home. My seat, something in my seat just broke and it just fell off while I was riding my bike. I didn't fall or anything. It just all of a sudden, like, my butt dropped a little bit. And I was like, oh, what just happened? And I hear, like, clang, clong. Like, fuck. That's not good.
Noah's mic makes the booty drop, make the booty bop, drop, drop.
I mean, I did put on some weight. I didn't think I put on that much weight.
So was your butthole open to receive the tube end, or is there some impact?
You know, it is kind of hard to ride. Like, I wasn't that far away from home. I was maybe, like, 4 or 5 blocks, so I rode, you know, standing up. But it's kind of hard, because, like, every time you stop pedaling, you're like, oh, I'd like to sit down now. Oh, I can't. Not that it's terribly hard, but, like, you know, normally you pedal standing up for a little bit, and then you sit. But, like, nope, you cannot do that. So, yeah, I need to take my bike in, and, yeah, have a new seat put on. Or maybe just a bracket. Like, the seat seems fine. Yeah, I don't know what specifically broke, but I'm sure they can tell me.
Oh, they can tell you. So, wait, it's been broken since then?
Well, it just broke yesterday.
Oh.
So, not that long.
Wow. Sorry to hear that.
Nah, I mean, it's okay, and, you know.
It sucks.
I'll be okay.
No one wants a broken bike seat?
No. If, you know, if I had to choose. But, I mean, I do appreciate, though, like, you know, granted, there are lots of good things, you know, for owning a car, but, like, whenever something goes wrong on the bike, I'm like, this is not going to be thousands of dollars.
Oh, as opposed to a car?
Yeah. I'm just like, this probably maybe $100 at max, I imagine. Maybe less than that. I think it's probably just a bracket and maybe like a bolt. Like
worst case scenario, I can get a whole new bike for less than $500 probably.
I could. I probably wouldn't want to.
You don't want to?
Well, my bike is more than that. I mean, I could get a bike, but...
Wait. Your bike is more than $500?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Tim. Bikes ain't cheap.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Like, yeah, you can get like a bottom basement rate bike for low end bike, not basement.
The low end is $500?
$300 to $500.
$500 is like the cheap shitty bike? I figured that was a pretty good bike.
I mean, I'm sure it's fine. It depends on what you want to do with it. Like, it's gonna get you where you need to go.
I don't want to do anything with it. I don't want a bike. Fuck bikes.
You know what sucks more, Tim? I really don't want to put my taint on a bike seat. Like I've read about causing, you know, erectile dysfunction and shit like that. So I read all up on recumbent bikes. And I was like, oh, recumbent bike, that seems a lot easier because it's like, then you can also, you know, push against the bike and you can get a better leg workout and a higher efficiency and blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently nobody rides fucking recumbent bikes. So because they're so unused, they cost like double what a regular bike of the same like grade would cost. So like a good bike is like $1,000. A decent recumbent bike is like $1,800 to $2,200.
So Tim, you can get like a tool around the city bike for like $350.
Jesus. I was thinking like a cheap bike was like $100.
I think you can get a bike at like Target for $100. Maybe. My bike costs $1,600. I imagine Danelle's bike costs that much or more.
I don't think we had shared finances at the time she bought it, so
Right. But yeah, like, yeah, good road. I mean, and like my road bike, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like low end, you know, it's kind of maybe mid, but like, you know, you can spend like $3,000, $4,000, you can spend $10,000 on a bike.
Fuck your face.
But the like $10,000 is like high end, like competition, like your bike. Like you compete for like money, I think. I don't know.
Wait, Amazon has some road bikes for like $200.
Okay.
Wait, compete? I don't know. I can compete. What the fuck am I?
So, Tim, it has them, but it's sort of like the cheap hooker. Do you really want to ride it?
Yeah. I'm not paying for the expensive hooker. I just need a place to insert my dick.
You never know why it might fall off after your first ride. You know what I'm saying?
You know, or while like, you're riding. Is your pussy really stretchy, or did you just evert?
You?
Okay, so yeah, like Mike's Bikes, which is like the local bike shop, their most expensive bike is $10,000.
Oof.
I don't want their most expensive bike.
I know you don't, I'm just saying.
Jesus Christ, the cheapest road bike I found is $139.
That's expensive to you?
It's a bike!
Yeah, someone's got to build it. It's got parts. You don't want it to fall apart.
You kind of want some precision engineering so the wheel doesn't go.
How hard can it be? It can't be that big a deal.
I don't think
this fucking little This little toddler's glider with no pedals is $129.
Jesus Christ, that's expensive for a kid's bike.
I thought it was the cheapest one. The next cheapest thing in this thing is like, oh wait, no, there's $121. Again, kid's bike with no fucking pedals.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, Tim, like people have to make the frame, make the components. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes into a bike, Tim.
You can make a lot of... There's a lot of things that are cheaper than that that you just have to make.
Like 3 iPhones.
An iPhone is not cheaper than a $100 bike.
This is true. No, sorry, I was still looking at the recumbents that are, you know, like $1,600 to
$1,800. And bikes are going to last you probably a lot longer than your iPhone will.
This is true.
Not the way I do it.
I mean, I feel like they used to build bikes way better. I had a Huffy bike from years and years. Like, it was my first bike ever. You know how you're supposed to take care of your bike? I didn't take care of shit. I fucking ran that bike into walls. Like, the bike lasted me forever. It was a fucking tank. Like, and finally, my mom was just like, you're too big for this bike. I'm getting rid of it. I'm like, but, like, why? I love that bike.
I rode the shit out of my bike in high school. Then brought it to college and rode the shit out of it. Then gave it to Tim, and Tim rode the shit out of it until somebody finally fucking stole it. That thing...
Was that my fault?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was just... Woo. I mean, somebody...
Like, did I lose Andy his bike?
Somebody stole it from the theater, right? Or, no, from the radio station.
So it was my fault.
It wasn't your fault. You locked it up. Somebody fucking stole it.
If I hadn't ridden it to work, then it wouldn't have been stolen.
Okay.
Shit. I totally forgot about this.
So, if the bike had stayed locked up in our shitty apartment, never getting any use, then yes, it probably would have been safer. I will agree with that statement.
You're a shitty person, Tim.
No, but you know whose fault it was? The fucking bike thief who wanted a shitty 8-year-old bike. But yeah, no, you're right. That thing was a fucking tank. Because, yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if my parents spent... It was a 15-speed, but it was like, you know, Costco special kind of thing. And I think it was a Huffy. It was some, you know, major, like, mass market brand. But, yeah, just like, you know, I did jack shit about upkeep.
Hmm.
Tim, are you just stuck on feeling bad about losing my bike?
Oh, no, I moved on.
Oh, good.
I'm stuck on feeling bad for the price of bikes.
Well, don't buy a bike. Feel better.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm gonna have to eventually.
Have your car.
Well, the idea is at some point, we're all, you know, when the kids are old enough to ride bikes, we're all going to ride bikes together, but not if it's going to set us back like their college tuition.
You bought a car, Tim. That's way more expensive.
Fucking the car. The car is way better than a bike.
But I'm just saying, you spent the money on that. The bike is a fraction of that cost.
Let's go ride a bike. To buy one, we'll have to sell Mike.
You were so happy when you thought of that. I heard the little giggle before you started singing. You're like, hooray for me! Right,
Addie Shino's movie review, and then we should briefly talk about Daredevil.
Tancast movie reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about shit.
Tanflix. Yeah,
all right.
So, 2 movies. I took Monday off to stay home with my wife, sent my kid to school.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Never gets old.
Nope.
I played some video games before she got up, and then we watched a bunch of shows and movies that we couldn't watch with him here. So we watched American Hustle, and that is a good movie.
That's
loosely...
the movie with Batman, Lois Lane, Mystique, Hawkeye, and Rocket Raccoon?
Yes, it is.
Nerd!
Yeah, there's all kinds of superheroes in that film.
There's nothing but superheroes in that
film. Yeah, basically.
Except for Lois Lane, who doesn't count as a superhero.
This is true.
Aw, she could be.
Sorry, Lois.
Yeah. I think the argument could be made that Hawkeye is metahuman. He definitely shows some preternatural skills. But yeah, fucking great, great movie. And I know it's very, very loosely based on a true story, but like it didn't fall into the normal like kind of heisty, conny, whatever, where like you get to the end and it's like, oh, this thing you thought you've been watching the whole time is not what you've really been watching. You know, it had twists, it had turns, it had, you know, cons and, you know, people taking advantage
cons!
Of each other.
Cons!
But it seems like when you watch the previews for it, it seemed like they're setting it up as sort of, you know, broad comedy and like, oh, look, Christian Slater's got a comb over and Bradley Cooper's got a crazy tight perm.
Christian Slater, huh?
Christian Slater. Christian Bale, thank you. Oof. Yeah. Brain fart.
That would have been a different movie.
Quite.
A flop, I believe is what they call
yes.
it.
Yes. But I mean, it was really fucking good. Like you care about the characters. You know, like even the characters who are shitty people, like, you still care about them because, like, they're still humanized.
Uh-oh.
And Louis C.K. is fucking great in it. He's not a superhero, but he has some nice
Yet.
Little moments. True. True.
He's going to be the Watcher.
That would be so bizarre. That would hurt my head so much. So American Hustle, if you haven't seen it, seen it. If you have seen it, go ahead and see it again. Good shit. But the other one that we watched was 12 Years a Slave.
Hilarious. That movie is just laugh.
Comedy of the year.
Yeah, it's this generation's Requiem for a Dream. Because if you had joy in your heart at the start of it, you will not remember what the taste of that joy was by the time you get to the end of that movie. It's an amazing film. It's amazingly done, amazingly well acted by everybody, including Michael Fassbender as an alcoholic rapist slave owner. But it's like, oh my God, just watching this guy's life, what it becomes, just like he makes, like, you know, one tiny mistake and he's kidnapped and carted off and sold into slavery. And it's one of those, like we were watching it, and my wife, I could see, like, her being tense. And both of us, like, every time it looked like there might be a chance for this guy to run, are thinking, yes, run, be free, short movie, be done! And then remembering the title of the film is 12 Years a Slave.
Fuck, he's got 8 more years of this shit.
Yeah. Like, oh, he just got to this new place. Maybe he was at the other place for, like, a year or two, but fuck. Yeah, so it's an emotional slog to get to the end of it. I think every racist in America should have to watch this film. I don't understand how you can not understand the depths of depravity and human suffering inflicted on a whole group of people for generations after you watch something like this. But then I remind myself that racist people, some of them are simply misinformed, or, you know, they've been wounded and are reacting to that. And others of them are just fucking idiots, and watching this movie is probably going to do them absolutely no good. So I'm not actually sure if that would help anything. I still want them to have to sit through it. And then if they still have a song in their hearts and a smile on their face, then we get to punch them with our dicks.
Whoa. Why would I want to use my dick for that?
Oh, I want to use my dick for that.
Well, you go right ahead, Andy.
Tim, that's all you, buddy. The fact that you don't, Tim, makes me think you're a little racist.
Or maybe he just really likes his dick.
I don't want racist on my dick.
It washes off.
That doesn't scrub out.
It washes off.
That's not what I hear.
So if you have seen 12 Years a Slave, I think you're good. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. But expect the sky to darken for a couple of days.
I have not seen it.
Are you
being racist, Andy?
No. No, I was not going for a black joke.
Oh, Andy.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought you learned something.
I did. No, and that is that racism is funny and that I missed the time where my people could used to own your people.
It is a great movie. It's tough to watch. But you know, what I find interesting though, especially from, you know, IMX, like, whenever I watch it, I don't admit, you know, probably because historically, if you had any black in you, you were black. But, like, I don't, it's not like half of me feels guilty, like, oh man, I can't believe my people did this. I'm like, fuck, this sucks that my people had to go through this. I don't know if you feel any different, Tim.
Nah.
Excellent. Daredevil.
Stream. So I'm a little over halfway through. I think there's 13 episodes, and I just finished episode 7. I don't know where you guys are at.
I'm a little ways into episode 4.
I think I'm up to episode 5, and I think I'm done.
Fucking every time those people at Game Night say we share a brain, I'm going to play this fucking episode for them.
So, I mean, Tim, do you want to say why you like it?
I don't know. I think the story is compelling. I think that, you know, the drama that they've set up. It does have that thing. that I don't understand, that happens in a lot of these type crime movies where it's like one person against the system. It's like, how did the Kingpin get so much money that he's got everybody in his pocket? Like, I don't understand how that happens. Like, maybe they'll talk about his backstory, but he's got, like, politicians and policemen and lawyers, like, all in his pocket. I was like, how? How did you get that to happen? You don't just be like, you know what? I'm going to buy all these people.
Well, they showed us a little bit about how it works, where, you know, somebody can take, you know, a minor debt where it's just enough to, like, for them not to be able to pay it off immediately.
But that scene didn't make sense because they could have done that to anyone because the leverage wasn't a debt. The leverage was his kid.
Right.
Like, it didn't matter that he had debt.
The leverage was the debt. So the threat to the kid was the forcing aspect, but the fact that he then couldn't take that to the cops, you know, get his daughter out of there or whatever. The fact that he had unclean hands, I think, was the real motivating factor there. I mean the thing that was protecting them from his response.
I feel like it would have worked either way. I mean, yeah, I guess maybe that gives him a little more leverage, but I feel like you didn't really need the debt part of it, like, especially if that's what you're going to use this leverage. But I get to your point.
But, I mean, what did he have the debt for? I don't think he would have been not able to go to the cops.
Well, I mean, if he was in debt to somebody who was... I mean,
threatening to kill his daughter, you can still go to the cops for that.
Yeah.
Andy, if you get underneath with Visa and then they start threatening your son, I want you to still go to the cops.
Yes, I will.
I will.
They said we bought his books, which makes me think that it was a gambling debt.
Oh, is gambling illegal in New York?
I believe so. That's a check, yes.
Oh, okay.
And right. Dude's...
Maybe he did the gambling in Atlantic City, which is not far from New York.
Although, I guess...
Dude was a prison guard, so...
You could say that this guy has maybe not as strong morals as other people, and maybe that's why he would go along with this as opposed to somebody else.
Well, also, you know, ruin his life, lose his job.
Right. And were you done to him?
Oh, I like I like that one fight, but I could do without, like, the long fight choreography at some point. I'm like, I get it. He's probably going to win at the end. Can we move it along? Like, I know other people like it, so I kind of, like, just begrudgingly sit through it. And I think the performances are good. I think the guy who plays Daredevil has a lot of charisma. You guys haven't gotten there yet, so you haven't... Do you read the comics, or did you read the comics, Noah or Andy?
Not really.
Okay, because there's this new like mentor figure that came back into his life in episode 7, and I'm like, is that from the comics?
I kind of watched that episode, and I think I know what you're talking about. And yes,
oh, that's he's from the comics. The blind guy who taught him how to
Stick.
Use his blindness.
Yeah,
Stick. So that's a guy from the comics.
Yes, he's from the comic books.
Okay,
and there's a whole thing about the hand. There's some ninja group that he's kind of loosely involved with, and I think that was maybe from Frank Miller's reboot or his run on it.
Isn't that the same group that brought Elektra back to life?
I believe so. Yeah,
I thought it was an interesting choice that we haven't seen Elektra yet.
I think maybe they're holding Elektra back for season 2, but I'm not positive.
I assumed it was just like, look, we have to do stuff that's going to be similar to the movie. Let's at least leave this one part out, so we're not. And probably that's why we haven't seen Bullseye either. Like, so the people are like, oh, it's just the movie again.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be like remaking Superman and bringing back General Zod.
Yes, and then snapping his neck at the end.
Motherfuckers. Anyway, so yes, that's why I think Foggy. I think
Foggy.
Foggy and Carol dynamic is interesting. Although, I know from the comics that Carol is it Karen?
Carol.
Carol. Carol. Kelsey or Chelsea.
Yeah, I think it's Chelsea. I know from the comics that her and Matt get together. So it's odd that it seems to be like her and Frosty. What the fuck is his name?
Foggy.
Foggy.
I do not.
It seems like
have scenes with them, I'm just like, fuck, this is so tedious. Like,
really?
I do not enjoy it at all.
Oh, I do.
Like, I don't like either one of those characters that much. I don't think their acting's that great. I'm just like, I don't care about you fall in love. Like. And
you
also,
well,
part of the problem is, see, I feel like that show could be about 10 to 15 minutes shorter. Like, I feel like scenes are way too drawn out. Like, here's some dialogue. And I listened to a podcast that talked about, and they made a good point. Well, for me, I felt it was a good point. It's just like, they want you to see the progression, but then they're just sitting there doing the same thing. It's like, so I feel like the shows can be much tighter than they are. I feel like there's just way too much storyline that is not really that interesting.
I would disagree with that. I don't feel like I'm like, ugh, move it along. Although, sometimes I am doing other things while I'm watching it, so maybe that's why.
Well, I'm actually sitting there watching it.
Are those other things furiously masturbating, Tim? Because that's what I'm doing when I'm watching.
So
no, like Twittering or Photoshopping or paying taxes.
There was one point in one scene where she was asking about Daredevil, like, does he know what I look like? And I totally thought she was going to go for, like, I want Matt Murdock.
I thought that's what they were setting up. Like, wait, oh, so she's interested in Matt Murdock and telling his friend while they're on a date? Like, why? It's not cool, man.
But then she's like, touch my face. I'm like, oh, maybe not. That was weird.
It was very weird.
Vincent D'Onofrio's good. The fighting, I don't know, sometimes it seems good and sometimes it doesn't. But then someone made a good point, like oh, they show that he's getting tired. I'm like, oh, maybe that's why it kind of looks sloppy at times. Like, they're trying to show, like, he's human and he can't, like, just go and go and go. I'm like, oh, well, all right, that's a good choice.
That one fight scene that goes on forever, you know, the one shot. Andy looked it up, and apparently it was just one shot, that entire 20-minute fight scene,
and
whatever
I can see
it was.
The point where it seemed like, I mean, I know what you were thinking about, where they might have hidden some cuts in there, because they did a couple of things where it was like really close passes to humans, where it might have been one of those, I don't remember what the type is, but Hitchcock was famous for it. He used it in Rope, I think, to make Rope look like it was all one cassette instead of multiple changes. But it was like a, you know, where he'd run the camera close behind somebody's back or have somebody like walk in front of the camera and hide a cut in there. And there's definitely several of those in the big fight scene, but I mean, the dude who set up that fight scene, who coordinated it, said nope, no cuts, all one take.
And like, he's clearly getting more and more tired as that fight scene goes on.
Yeah, well, and he walks into it tired.
Yeah, although, yeah, like, he's just been stitched up. Like, there's no way he would have been able to do all that. But you suspend your disbelief for the show.
Well, he's also, I mean, they've kind of established that he's something of a metahuman, too, ever since his accident.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, like, I guess the show just seems like just other crime shows with a Daredevil element. Like, it doesn't seem like they're doing anything that drastically different for me than other shows. Not that that's always bad, but for me, it's not like, I was kind of like back on board, and then I watched another episode. I'm like, I don't know if I really care about anything that's going to happen in this show.
You're a piece of shit.
I mean, the focus of Daredevil was predominantly about cleaning up his neighborhood, right? I mean, he was sort of a local hero, a local legend. He got involved in things that, you know, went outside of Hell's Kitchen, outside of New York from time to time. But I thought that was always kind of where he came back to, was that he cared about his neighborhood, and he cared about making Hell's Kitchen not a shithole.
That's why I kind of like it. It's one of the few superhero movies I've seen superhero stories where it's like he's actually stopping crime on a low level. Like, it's not like alien invasions. It's not, you know, government conspiracies. It's not all these other things that are happening in, like, you know, even Batman started out like he was, you know, fighting gangbangers, but then it ends up with, like, the Joker and Bane and nuclear missiles, and, like, I thought Batman was just, like, he stops crime. Even the last couple Superman movies, like, it's always been, like, granted, it's a movie, so you want to show something grandiose, but, like, Superman is not stopping, like, muggings or... I mean, granted, anybody could do that, but you know what I mean? It's always like, oh no, I'm stopping this huge plot by General Zod or Lex Luthor that's going to destroy half the country. Like, I like that Daredevil is stopping, like, people from getting kidnapped or muggings or, you know, shakedowns and things like that.
Yep.
I like that. It's a superhero, it's like a low-level superhero movie. Not low-level, but, you know, an actual, you know... I don't feel like I'm saying...
It's more like it's a hero
story.
You want
to see, like seeing on a smaller scale...
Well, he's not like super. He's a hero, but he's still, you know, he still bleeds a lot. He's got
helping
limits.
The people, I guess, is my point. Like, even like Captain America was fighting Nazis in the war or conspiracy in S.H.I.E.L.D. and Thor was fighting Loki and Iron Man was fighting like terrorists. Like Daredevil is fighting like muggers and kidnappers and shit like that.
So you like the smaller scale of it, that it's not...
I guess, like, the point, like, he's fighting on a level of crime that affects everyday people. And not that, you know, those things wouldn't eventually affect everyday people, but in real life, there's not a ton of alien invasions that we really need to worry about.
What? I'm worried about them all the time, buddy.
Other than those damn immigrants. Thanks, Obama. Close the borders.
It's amnesty.
Hashtag Ron Paul 2012.
It's
hashtag
amnesty in all women. The name. Actually, I think Ron Paul was for open borders.
Oh.
Rand Paul, not so much. Yeah.
Rand Paul 2016. I said 2012. Like, that hasn't already happened.
We're getting older.
Yep. Anyway, oh, sorry. I can be done. I'll stop talking now.
I agree with you. I think it's... If there's a superhero that they're going to make a series about, I think it's a guy who's, you know, down on the streets, you know, more like crime procedural. Like, how would you make a 13-episode show about Superman? I mean, I guess Lois and Clark tried, but that's... Well, and Smallville did it for fucking ever, too. Jesus, they did do that.
And The Adventures of Superman did it for several seasons.
But and I didn't watch any of those, and I think it's because it's like, it's fucking Superman. What are you going to do with him this week?
Well, The Adventures of Superman, like, back when it was George Reeves, he actually did solve, like, I mean, he actually did, there was street level, I mean, there was, I'm sure there was stuff that was a little bit bigger, like the Mole Men and things like that, but he actually did solve, like, kidnappings and other stuff, like, you know, actual crime that you might, probably won't happen to you, but could theoretically happen to you.
Yeah, true.
That's it.
He's just the Deus Ex Machina that ends all those crimes.
Exactly.
Stop, mugger. Well, we're going to shoot at you, Superman. Well, it's not going to do you any good. And this information real... Okay, take a shot and then just go fucking tell somebody what happens. I'm sick and tired of every week people shooting at me and it fucking doesn't work. When I show up, you lay down. Stop making me beat you.
Oh, quick movie review. I watched a DC... animated movie called Throne of Atlantis with Aquaman. It was okay.
All right.
Oh.
It wasn't as good as like the other stuff. Did it have a lot of famous people?
I thought you were going to say Batman versus Robin.
That's coming out. It's not out yet, right?
Oh, Batman versus Robin? I don't know. I thought it was out. I don't know. I don't know these things.
Okay. I think that's coming out because that was like a preview
when
on
when it illegally leaks on YouTube, that's when I'll know about it.
So yeah, Throne of Atlantis, it's okay. It's not that great. A lot of famous voice people. Nathan Fillion, other people I can't remember right now. What?
Never heard of them either.
I think I'm starting to like chop out of it again. How do I sound for you guys?
You sound fine.
You sound okay, but I think there's a delay.
Okay. So yeah, maybe we should wrap it up.
All right. Well, one last thing I will say about Daredevil is... The only thing is, when we get to the end of the season, I know it's not going to be like either Fisk wins or Dare. And like, I know Fisk is going to be vanquished. So that kind of bums me out. Kind of like why I didn't want to watch Lost. I'm like, they're not going to answer the central question of this until it's all the way over. And that shit annoys me. Like, I want it done. I want
you
to
win.
But
so you want every season to just give you an answer and then they focus on something else the next season?
Yeah.
Like, you don't like an overarching storyline that carries out throughout the series?
No.
Okay.
Like, that's the reason I don't watch Once Upon a Time, because I know they're never going to solve the main issue of Once Upon a Time until it's over, and so I'll wait until it's over, and then I'll watch the whole thing at once. Not at once, obviously.
Oh, so you just want you want to be able to get your answer when you want it, and not have to wait till they release the next season.
Exactly.
All right. Fair enough. Andy?
Also, Star Wars trailer was awesome.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not watching any trailers for a while. Although, I don't know if we go to see, like, for example, Avengers 2, like, are they going to have a Star Wars trailer on it? I don't know. They're going to have trailers. So.
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
So that's Disney. I need to figure out what I'm going to do.
That's Disney. It's one of the, Disney has, like, three major movies coming out this year, and Star Wars is one, Avengers is the other. They're definitely going to put Star Wars in front of Avengers.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So you can just cover your eyes and go, meh, 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 meh.
I may actually take a day off work to go see Avengers with my wife. I mean, you know, just also to have
my wife!
Another three-day weekend.
My wife.
When are you going?
I'd probably do it on the Monday, not on the Friday.
Oh, we'll see it before you then. Ha ha.
Ha ha. In your face.
Yep.
We're doing it on Thursday.
Right up in my face.
Suck on those dicks.
Really?
Suck on it. How's it taste, Andy? Good?
Taste. Meaty, a little savory.
Yeah, they're releasing it at 7 p.m. on Thursday for some reason.
Weird.
So we're going to see the 9 p.m.
Because of Tim.
Because Tim wants to see that shit.
Andy wants to see that shit.
He did not want to wait till the weekend.
Nope.
It would be cheaper.
Why would it be cheaper? Oh, you mean
for
see during the day?
Yeah.
I can't leave well, during the day.
What? You're not like you have kids or anything?
I got two kids running around. Can't leave my wife alone with two kids like I'm doing right now.
All right. Remember... I'm going to think of something.
All right. Well, you're doing it like a cake topper left in the oven.
This week I hate assholes that go terrassing around parking lots.
Remember, never trust us to catch you up on all the inside jokes that we tell on the show. Sorry, Nicole.
Thank you for listening to this episode of TanCast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. TanCast is there as well. Go to TanCast.com for all your TanCast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official TanCast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official TanCast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Ah, my dick and pox are itching.
I had my iPod on shuffle, and that episode came up, and we were talking about chicken pox and chicken pox with the dick, and then Andy went, dick and pox. And I laughed harder in the car listening than the me listening on that episode laughed.
I should just download all the TanCasts and put them on shuffle sometime.
Yeah, do that.
I should. I will. I'll do that right now. Well, actually, first I'm going to order Godfather on Blu-ray.
Oh, wait a minute. Slow down. I didn't have a Blu-ray.
Does
copy.
Tim even have Blu-ray? Whoa.
I have Blu-ray. You know I have Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I was talking at work about it, and they were like, wait, why do you? I don't have Blu-ray. I went from VHS to pretty much downloading things. And I was like, I just wanted the extra features. And they're like, you don't care about the extra quality? I'm like, no. I don't watch TV with my glasses on 90% of the time. It could be, they could smear Vaseline on the television. I wouldn't notice.